A new supercomputer on the rise. Heading up the pack of this new generation of supercomputers are two government-funded systems being built by IBM. The first, called Summit, has been designated as the Oak Ridge National Lab's new machine for simulating nuclear reactor physics and climate models, astrophysics, medical imaging, and much more. The second, named Sierra, will be housed at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory with the principal duty of facilitating virtual testing on the U.S.'s mature nuclear weapons stockpile. Given its primary focus, details concerning Sierra are a bit harder to come by. While the two new machines, which will cost the government around $325 million, are destined for different ends of the continental U.S., the technology behind each supercomputer will be similar. In the end, IBM expects that both systems will sit atop top 500's supercomputing list by 2017. In their estimation, the super-secretive Summit will be capable of 150 to 300 petaflop/s, with Sierra clocking in at 100 to 150 petaflop/s. While Sierra and Summit will represent a marked improvement over current systems, will the future of supercomputing look more like the last few years, filled with years-long lulls that are occasionally interrupted by revolutionary advances? Or is there a steadier curve ahead?